Australian novelist Tim Winton hardly needs an introduction. He's won the Miles Franklin Award four times, and he's been twice shortlisted for the Booker Prize for The Writers and Dirt Music. Now, you might be wondering why you're hearing about him on The Screen Show rather than The Book Show, and, well, there's a few reasons. Both The Writers and Dirt Music are in the process of being adapted for the big screen, and then, of course, there's Simon Baker's adaptation of Breath, which was one of the highest-grossing Australian films of 2018. More generally, Tim loves film and television, so while he was in at the ABC at the end of last year, we dragged him in. We took the opportunity to compel him to discuss some of his favourite films and TV shows. Here's Tim Winton, and a warning, there's a bit of strong language in some of the clips ahead.
I live quite a long way from cinema these days. In regional Australia, the internet speeds aren't what they could be, so most of the films I end up seeing and TV these days I see on aeroplanes, which is a tragic way to view anything, really, but it's better than nothing. I think one of the best films I saw this year, I saw it on a plane first, and then later I had the pleasure of seeing it again on an actual television, was The Death of Stalin by Armando Iannucci.
Stalin's dead.
He's dead.
Stalin is dead!
I just thought it was an incredibly funny, bleak portrait of ruthless cowardice. The film's about what it sounds like. It's the days immediately following Stalin's death and the terror and conformity of the bunch of idiots who are trying to take over. Incredible cast, Steve Buscemi, Jeffrey Tambor, and so funny. You don't know if you really should be laughing, but I thought it was brilliant.
We've taken Aqaba.
Sir?
I'll have another of your very refreshing martinis. Some salmon tartare followed by some steak tartare. Spicy, very spicy, and your wine list.
That's it, darling. Get something solid inside you.
Do be quiet, Danny.
Will someone be joining you?
Fucking hell, I hope not.
In terms of television, I think the best thing I saw this year was Patrick Melrose, adapted from the Edward St. Aubyn novels. I just thought it was a really impressive piece of work, with really fine performances by Hugo Weaving and Benedict Cumberbatch, who is not normally a favourite of mine. Maybe it's just because I have an aversion to Doctor Who. But in terms of a TV show that just talks about the consequences of childhood trauma and the intergenerational way that damage just travels through families and comes out in, you know, addiction and just general screwed upness. I thought it was brilliant, really, really watchable, and often very funny.
Lower your chin, a little to the right, not so far, stay there.
I saw a terrific little film by Stanley Tucci called Final Portrait, and it's about a journalist who, a long-suffering journalist, it turns out, who agrees to sit for a portrait for Giacometti, the famous sculptor. In terms of, there's a literal portrait, but it's really, in terms of it, you know, a portrait being painted, or perhaps not being painted, because Giacometti's endlessly fudging and procrastinating and finding ways of putting it off. And it's a very funny and quite touching picture about, I guess, the lion in winter, you know, this grand old man of art just not being sure whether he can still do it. And I thought it was a really nice piece of work by Tucci.
I want to ask you a question. What's your dream? What is it about the big city that brought you here? Said I was going to answer it for you.
I'm not doing any more Daddy Knows Best.
That's a fantasy.
That's not my fantasy. So how about making something really special?
Another TV show that I saw this year, I don't think it came out this year, but It's another piece by David Simon, who did The Wire and Tremé. It's called The Juice, and it's not very promising, really, in the sense that it's about the origins of the porn business, which doesn't really interest me in the slightest. But I was just so impressed by Maggie Gyllenhaal's performance. It's just worth watching, just to see her playing this prostitute who becomes a porn film director and sort of assumes a kind of strange moral authority just by claiming some power in her situation.
So, I want to talk to you about this part.
Yeah, Kiki said you wanted me to play Little Red. It's the lead, right?
Well, I want to talk to you about it. Maybe read a couple of scenes.
Like an audition?
Yeah. Also, we start pretty soon.
I heal really fast and just some makeup in a few days or maybe a week, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I just don't understand the audition part because you've already seen me in plenty of movies.
Yeah, like we do. But this one, I actually give a shit about this one.
And because I'm a bit of a 70s buff, it's got some nice music in it as well.
Dave, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, not at all.
I've wondered whether you might be having some second thoughts about the mission.
To be honest, I guess still the best thing I saw this year is 50 Years Old. I think the best piece of cinema I think I encountered was 2001, A Space Odyssey, the great Kubrick masterpiece, which I'm a bit addicted to, and I watch it at least once a year, and I have done since I was 8 years old. And every time I see it, I see more in it, and I realise just what a fine piece of work it is. Even though I'm not actually much of a Kubrick fan, I just think 2001 is one of the great pieces of cinema, and I'm so glad that I got to see it at 8 years old, even if I was a bit traumatised by it.
Australian writer Tim Winton sharing five of his favourite screen works for us. And keep your eye out for news on those film adaptations of Dirt Music and The Riders.